The West Bend Performance Space near Campbellford, Ontario is back for a 24th season and just about that big anniversary. I'm sure that's on the minds of the brass there. The set of venues is about 40 minutes from locations like Peterborough, Belleville, and Cobourg, about an hour 50 outside of Toronto, nestled amongst the hills of Northumberland County, and just a real gem there. A fundraising gala happening in June, and over the summer, a wonderful roster of classical stars, including Misha Brugger-Grossman-Lee, opening the summer festival on July 2nd, Ben Heppner, the tenor with the Elmer Eisler Singers on July 14th, Juno Award-winning pianist Yanina Fialkowska July 22nd, Brian Finley himself performing works by Liszt on July 7th, and a quintet of wind and string musicians on July 15th, performing Sunny Selections in a concert titled Mozart on the Meadow. Other talent includes Dan Hill, Chantel Kreviasek, Del Barber, Ben Kaplan, Emily Claire Barlow, Lila Bialy, and Jill Barber. Westbend.ca for all the info and tickets. Brian Finley, always a pleasure. Welcome back to the Oasis.
Thanks, Mark. It's great to be here. Thanks so much.
Here in the city, which is a treat for me. Nice to talk to you, not over Zoom or what have you. And how are things in Campbellford? Everything good?
Everything is absolutely beautiful. This is such a spectacular time of year.
It is.
Right now,
it's just happening.
Things are blooming. The birds are singing. Everything is just great out there. And you know, after the long winter, this is the time we get really, really excited when the sunshine starts to fill that meadow again.
I almost feel some trepidation for you just because it is so beautiful and it's so exciting. And after the years we've experienced, you're kind of going full throttle this year.
We are going full throttle. And again, we just don't know exactly what to expect, but we're going to get out there.
It's
going to
be
right
great.
In.
Brian, is what it is. Remind us why this space is so special. I've been there. Paint a picture of what the West Bend is.
You know, this is such a unique place to experience music. I think one of the most profoundly beautiful things about it is where it is, who takes care of it, who presents it. It's one of the friendliest communities around and one of the most spectacularly beautiful places. And, you know, ever since we started, we always wanted to include nature in the musical experience. And it's somehow a way of making music more accessible, more connective. You know, it's like removing the bow ties and just really going to the smile instead of the bow tie. So that's really the whole metaphor for it. But it is magical. I mean, when the birds sing along to Mozart, there's nothing like it. It's just an absolutely beautiful experience. Some of our performers have actually stopped and said, wow, are those real?
Yeah, right. I mean, immersed is a word that gets thrown around a lot these days. It's typically some vaulted warehouse here in Toronto with a bunch of lights and screens. But there, you are really immersed in nature with the prestige barn venue, which has been used for years now, but also you've added some venues over the last...
We've added some more, which are even accessing our nature more and more. We've built an outdoor amphitheater called Willow Hill. It's just beyond the pond, and there's a willow right there at the bottom of the field. There's a beautiful grassy meadow that people come and sit on, and it's just the most spectacular place to enjoy music. So there's that. There's also the campfire.
You got the campfire, I was going to point it out.
Yeah, which is another beautiful venue as well, too. All these things bring you so in touch with nature. With nature and music, it's just an amazing combination.
And you talked about your community there, too, as well as fans of West Bend. And it's just a really engaged group. It's people who volunteer. It's people who are there at the concerts. They're proud of this venue. And so that's kind of a part of its personality as
Absolutely.
Well.
You know, going through COVID, like many organizations, had many talks at the board level about what are we going to do.
Right.
And there wasn't one peep about ever stopping. In fact, we almost said it as a joke. What if we stopped? And everyone sort of said, well, no, we're not going to do that.
Hey, whoa.
So, I mean, it has that beautiful caretakership, that beautiful enthusiasm that surrounds it. It just comes through everything that happens there.
So there's nature, there's music, but I also want to point out something that I love. You do a lot with food and wine.
We do.
Yeah, which is nice.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Well, it's a way to explore and introduce our audiences to people in our community. We have a lot of fantastic chefs and a lot of wonderful artisans and storytellers all around. And it's just so fun to gather everybody at West Bend on one side or the other of a performance and to share a little bit more about the community and the beauties in the area.
People are thinking about coming in from one of the regions I just mentioned, whether that be a Cobourg, Toronto, Belleville, Peterborough. Is it a good idea to make a day of it, or is it a good idea to make a weekend of it? What do you think about that?
Oh, fantastic. Well, I think for people from those particular areas, the option is there to explore either way you want to go. It's a perfect destination for the day, but there's some really charming places to stay overnight and great eateries and stuff. And if you want to extend it, we've kind of built the programming so that you have lots to do at West Bend as well as in the community.
All right. Westbend.ca is the website if you are just joining us. Brian Finley is here, Artistic Director with the West Bend Performance Space in Campbellford, Ontario. All the concert info this season at the website, westbend.ca. Lots to choose from, so consider making a day or a weekend out of it. You're starting with Misha Berger-Gossman Lee. That's a special concert. This is a woman who plays Carnegie Hall. She played the Musikverein, where I was just in Vienna to see a concert there. So from one of those stages to the West Bend.
Well, you know, quite honestly, we like to let people, you know, cut their teeth on other things like the Musikverein and so on before they actually appear
at the
bar.
Absolutely. First things first, get that out of the way.
No, but you know, Mark, in all honesty, I think that I hope that performers find something very special about performing at West Bend. It's a very unique communication, very personal connection with an audience. You know, it's a beautiful place. You can see performers relax. You can see them enjoying the nature and especially enjoying their audiences.
Yeah. So Misha, wonderful soprano. She's really looked into gospel and spiritual music over the last few years of her career. And she makes Nova Scotia home, so this is a nice trip for her to be in nature. And then you've got Ben Heppner with the Elmer Eisler Singers.
How exciting is that?
Yeah.
This season is really devoted to coming full circle. You know, as we come out of COVID, we're coming back to gathering people together again. And it's really exciting for us to be exploring different cycles of careers. And Ben is such an inspiration. What he's done in the past, what he's done recently, coming back onto the stage. And I mean, this is just such a thrill and it is such an inspiration. So we're really excited to see
that. It's going to be great. Janina Fialkowska, one of our important piano players in this country and one of our great playlisters as well, and she'll be with you.
And one of the nicest people you'll ever meet as well, too. Just a fine, fine person and a fine pianist.
She really is. All right. You're going to perform the music of Franz Liszt. I was just in Budapest, Bratislava, Vienna. I experienced Listomania in the modern context. There are statues, there are plaques, his music, not to mention the Liszt Academy in Budapest.
I also think people may tend to underestimate the musical contribution that Liszt made, and that's something I was hoping to explore here. I think that he has an extremely spiritual side. Mm. The spiritual side in that glorious piano music really has a resonance with this setting at West Bend, the beauty of nature unfolding around you in this gentle way. Liszt composed a lot of his music in that sort of an oasis, kind of a feeling of a contact with nature, with spirituality, and that's what I'm really hoping to explore with
this. And I can feel your connection to his music. I mean, obviously he's been an influence.
Absolutely.
And if I had to choose one of these concerts, I know that's difficult, but I would go see Brian Finley perform Liszt.
Oh, my goodness.
That would be the one.
I'm going to have to go home and practice that.
I love it. And then Mozart in the Meadow as well.
Mozart in the Meadow is fantastic. It's a chamber music of the clarinet concerto, followed by the Brahms quintet for clarinet and string quartet, with Peter Shackleton playing clarinet, who is one of the most wonderful musicians on the clarinet.
You're tempting me there with that concert too, Mozart in the Meadow.
Just absolutely beautiful. If you just imagine that concerto and going right into the Brahms quintet, it's going to be sublime.
July 15th, by the way, Mozart on the Meadow, and you'll want to enjoy that. And then, as we mentioned, you've got pop stars, folk stars, jazz stars. It's anything we missed on this list that you want to put a specific attention to?
There are two that are super fun that are going on. Sounds of Silence is a show that we are doing that's based in improvisation. We're continuing our performer-composer international residency at West Bend this year. It's going into its sixth year. This is a real flagship program for West Bend, involving people from all around the world collaboratively through improvisation. This particular show, Sounds of Silence, brings together improvisers with video, with a mime. And I'm so excited to see this with a mime reacting to music, reacting to mimes, reacting to video. I think it's just going to be such a spectacular thing. The 13th, July 13th at 7 p.m.
So July is going to be
July's
very
a busy,
busy
one. That's
for
right.
You. But that's a nice one. I love a night of improvisation. And like you say, with that multimedia element and mime, it's fascinating.
That's really
And you've got
fantastic.
Another.
And the other one that's very exciting too is friends of ours from Alderville First Nation are going to come by and present their dreams and stories and music about their history, their life, with a special emphasis on the Black Oak Savannah, which is one of the few remaining wild grasslands.
We need to take care of these places.
Absolutely. And there's a very special place in Alderville, which is just down the street from us at West Bend. And so we're very, very excited to welcome them. And that's on July 20th. It's in July, Mark. I don't know how your July is looking, but it's July 20th at 7 p.m. as well.
I love it, Brian Finley. A wonderful roster. Congrats on 2023. And I know it's 25 in 2024. So I'm sure you'll be looking towards that.
And maybe even beyond.
I love it. Thank you.
My pleasure. It's always great to be here. Thanks, Mark.
Great to be with you. Westbend.ca for all the concert info. You heard a lot of it here, but there's more to explore. And she will be in performance at the Performance Barn, West Bend, July 2nd. Let's listen. It is Misha Brugger-Gossman-Lee.